The Queensland teams are 5-1. The Lions are unbeaten. He's been on duty through, shall we say, the less successful years in Queensland. It felt like the exact right moment to talk to Greg Swan, the chief executive of the Brisbane Lions. Greg, welcome to SEN.
Thanks, Jared. How are you?
I'm very well. Tangibly, what does it mean to have both Queensland teams start a season well?
Oh, look, I think when you're in this local market, it's pretty competitive early doors, you know, because the Reds are still playing and the Broncos are still playing. And fortunately for us, they're not going as well as normal. Like, yeah. They're both sort of paddling a bit. And so for us to actually begin well in the Suns, you know, even on the weekend, we got on the back page of the paper, which up here is, almost never happens. And so even from that point of view, great publicity, really good crowds. I mean, we normally get 13,000-14,000 against the Power, and we had 20,000 on the weekend. So the people are, coming to the games, and so all those things are, really beneficial to us.
Is there a group in Brisbane, maybe in Queensland more broadly, who are sports fans who are drawn to the successful teams of the day?
Yeah, look, that's absolutely what happens. I mean, they're very parochial up here, so they'll all barrack for the Queensland teams. But if you're going better than, those others, then they'll jump on board. I mean, back before my time in the Halcyon days, that's exactly what happened when, people talked about the Lions as the hottest ticket in town when we were winning all those premierships. And, we had waiting lists for boxes, and, the crowds were over 30,000 every week. So they're out there. And previously to this start, we haven't really given them much to, get enthused about. But, our start's been really good, and It's turning into bums on seats, which is fantastic.
In these moments, are the Suns and the Lions colleagues or competitors in the Queensland market?
Oh, no, look, we're always competitors.
Yeah.
We're always competitors. Look, I know Stewie Jew and Fags are very good mates from their days at Hawthorn, and they touch base a bit. And obviously I have a little bit to do with Mark Evans. But in the end, look, we are competitors. But it is good for the game that we're both going well. We've got a couple of games before we play the Q Clash, which is round 6. So it'd be good if we kept going and, made that a really big event, because most of the Q Clashes have been, we've been, 17th versus 15th. Or it'd be nice if we were both sort of still in the 8 and playing good footy. But, that's still a few weeks off. We've got to worry about beating the Bombers this week.
The Easter Thursday night fixture, the Holy Thursday night fixture, Brisbane and Collingwood, I don't think it hinges absolutely on what happens on the weekend, but at the risk of dragging you 1 week ahead of the game, how significant a fixture can that be for you in Brisbane?
Yeah, look, we've lobbied really hard to get it. And again, I understand the AFL's position. Like it is a marquee slot, and, you've got to be playing decent footy. So they probably took a bit of a leap of faith to schedule it. But, already now on the back of what's happened in these three games, that'll head to, I think the capacity of the ground's about 37,000, and we'll head towards that already. Like, ticket sales and corporate boxes and every other facility we've got's pretty much heading towards being full. So that will be a massive game for us. And you're right, probably regardless of what happens this week, but we'd like to obviously win this week and keep the momentum going. But if that does happen, that we can do that and it rates well, then we're asking the AFL to lock that away for a few years, like it used to be.
Yeah.
And, hopefully that, with a big crowd and we played them up here last year and had an absolute ripping game. I think it was 19-18. It was a beauty. And except we were on the wrong side of it, but hopefully we can have a game like that and we can win. And That'll be something that we hope can block away for the next few years.
Is there cachet, Greg, in being watchable? You're an extremely watchable side. And then how that translates on telly, both in terms of entertainment and those who are prepared to watch the team?
Look, I think when Fags got here, he talked about, initially we sort of wanted to curb the scores against, because I think we have averaged about 130 points against this early doors, and so that was a focus early, but he's always been drilling us, even when we weren't winning in the last couple of years, to play. He wanted our teams to play exciting footy. We've got, we've got a lot of talent now. We've got a lot of early draft picks and some obviously good older blokes, and he wants them to play with freedom. And look, it has. It's translated into, people like Lewis Martin ringing me saying, you blokes are great to watch. And so hopefully that also transfers into more free-to-air games. But, we do play a exciting brand of footy, but Fags has developed that pretty much since he got here and just thought that was the way he wanted us to play. And so far so good this year.
When did someone first run the idea of recruiting Lachie Neale past you, and what was your thinking when you were in the office when that was put forward?
Yeah, I'm actually on list management, and I probably shouldn't tell this story because it's against myself and the club, but when it was raised that we had a chance to get him, I sort of looked at Dom Ambrosio, who's our list manager, and I said, what the hell does he want to come to us for? He comes from South Australia, he's playing in Perth. What's he coming to Brisbane? Has he got family here? Or he goes, no, he just likes what we're doing. We played them not long ago, before that in Perth, and won pretty well, and I think he just looked for a change. He's very good mates with Link McCarthy, which we'd spoken to Link about coming up as well, and it wasn't really a package deal, but it sort of half ended up like that. They got the same management group, and when it became a reality, it's one of those ones. It's funny. It's probably a bit like our blokes when you play at Freo and maybe in Brisbane and the Suns, people don't really know how good you are, and then you start taking a really good interest in these guys, and we knew he was a serious player, and he's better than that. He's a fantastic bloke, and so is Link, and so those two guys coming in with Marcus Adams and Jared Lyons, it made a huge difference because they're all in that age group that we probably lacked a little bit around that 25, 26. And so we brought sort of four guys in at the same time all around that, around that age group, which has really sort of supplemented the older guys like Hodgie and Richie and Zorks and, then obviously the younger blokes that we've got. So it's helped with our mix actually a lot. And he's a star. Like he's a genuine star.
His second pick for the Brownlow, it's hard to imagine he's not leading it right now. So it feels like, it was a coup at the time, but now it feels like a hell of a coup.
Yeah, well, look, in the end, like we wanted him to come and keep Dane at the time, so it certainly wasn't planned to be one in and one out. We wanted them both to play, but obviously circumstances with Dane, he left. But now that he's the P, he's always been probably second fiddle to Fife over in at Freo, and Fife's a superstar of the game, and so I think you get a little bit less lost there. But now that he's sort of come here, he was so impressive with the group, straight into the leadership group, and he's taken it on himself to lead from the front. And he's ball winning, and he never loses his feet. He's really tough. He's a gun, really. So touch wood, hopefully he stays sound and keeps going. But he's been a revelation for us. He's been sensational, actually.
When you play at the G on Saturday, does this galvanise your Lions supporters in Melbourne, who have always been pretty staunch anyway?
They have, and we down at when we played North last week, we had a really good cohort of Lions supporters down the city end at Marvel, and our membership in Melbourne's gone through the roof as well. As you say, they've always been staunch, but it seems that there's a lot coming back to the fold. So we'll have a good group there on the weekend, and hopefully they can make plenty of noise because it was good against the Kangas. They were down at the end that, they made a lot of noise, and, it was good for us. And our players noted it, and I think Fakes, thanked them again after the game about, their support, because the boys noticed that, they're yelling out ball and in the back and, putting a bit of pressure on the uppies and stuff, which is helpful when you're the away team. So hopefully that happens again on Saturday.
It's the start of exciting times. Good on you, Greg. Thanks for giving us a snapshot this morning.
Good on you, Jared. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Greg Swan, the chief executive of the Brisbane Lions. In 2019, the Lions are uncaged. Are you? Show your loyalty by buying a Vic membership at membership.lions.com.au. We've hit 25,000 members already. This is Waitley for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy. And always ahead, the new BMW 3 Series has arrived at Doncaster BMW.